Welcome to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping new and aspiring instructional designers get the knowledge, skills, and confidence to stand out in the field and land their first corporate instructional design job. I'm your host, Jill Davidian, and think of this podcast as a way to put my over 20 years of corporate ID experience in your back pocket. I've helped over 1,200 new instructional designers successfully transition into the field, and I know what hiring managers are looking for. Whether you're looking for a career change and exploring if instructional design is right for you, or you know you want to become an ID and have no idea how to get started, you are in the right place. Join me each week for actionable guidance as we explore how to build your portfolio, transform your resume, and interview with confidence. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. So today I'm going to walk you through what I would do for the summer or for the rest of the summer if I was starting from scratch transitioning into instructional design. So a lot of people talk about, I'm going to get a lot done in the summer. The school year is really hectic. If you're not an educator, this may not apply to you, but this is that time period where educators really kind of need to focus or a lot of times want to focus over the course of the next couple of months. And this may be something that you can implement at any time if you're not an educator, because it's really just what I would do to get started in general. In order to transition into instructional design, there are skills that you bring to the table and there are skills that you still have to learn. And part of the process is learning those new skills. There are skills like how to run an instructional design project, adult learning theory, how to create good learning online, visual design, how to write learning objectives and assessment questions that are scenario-based for corporate, things like that. There's also software skills like Storyline and Rise, which are both Articulate products. And there's other software tools, Camtasia, Vyond. There's AI tools. So a big part of transitioning into instructional design is learning those skills and identifying where you have gaps. So you'll need to translate the things that you have learned into a portfolio. And a portfolio is a way to show employers what you can do. It is your front door. It is your way of marketing yourself to show them that, yes, I'm new to this field, but I can do these things that experienced people can do. But through that process, there's obviously a lot of steps. And part of that is even deciding what skills you need to learn, what is actually important. And then the next step is what order? What do I start with? What is critical? What isn't? What's a nice to have? And then the next step is moving forward to actually get those things done, learn those skills, and then create that portfolio piece or several portfolio pieces as you move through that process. And the biggest thing that I think derails a lot of us is staying on track, right? We start to do this and we get derailed. And a lot of times it's just life happens, but sometimes it's because we just don't have a plan. We really need a solid plan. And without a plan, we're floundering all over the place. And it's just really hard to know where to go, what's next, what's important, what's a priority, what employers care about, all of those kinds of things. So I want to give you the week-by-week plan for how I would do this if I was starting over. Now, all of the things that I mentioned are not going to get done in a summer. I will tell you that right now. This is not a week-by-week plan to do everything you need to become an instructional designer. And I didn't even talk about all the job-related things like your resume and your LinkedIn and practicing interviewing and building your stories to be able to answer the interview questions, all those things. I didn't even talk about that part. So I wish I could say that you could get all of this done in a summer and get a job by the end of the summer, but that's not going to happen. But you can get the heavy lifting done. And so the way that I've set this up is that you're getting the heaviest part done when you have the most amount of time. And this schedule that I'm coming up with is a little bit intensive. It's going to be about 25 hours a week because the idea is you are trying to maximize. You're not trying to do this just a couple hours a week because you could have done that during the school year. Then you're going to do the lighter lift after school starts as you know, move into the school year. So that's the way that I have set this up. And I'm really doing this because I want you to really be successful. I have so many people that say, summertime, that's when I'm going to do it. And then the summer gets away from them. They kind of dabble, you know, they start maybe learning, watching some YouTube videos, they get overwhelmed, they don't know what's important to start with. They just feel like they need to learn all the things. And so they learn nothing. And then vacation hits and their kids have this going on. And then next thing they know, they're either in panic mode or they're just checked out and moved on to something else. And then it's August. And then there's nothing that's happened. So we're going to flip that. That's not going to happen to you this summer if your goal is to really maximize your summer. So what are we focusing on this summer? If I say that I want you to get the heaviest lift out of the way, what does that mean? That is your storyline sample. So what is storyline? Storyline is the software that we use that is the most used software in instructional design to create e-learning. So this is online asynchronous modules where there's no instructor and you've got a learner who's going through the screens, they're interacting with it. There might be some scenarios. They might have a quiz, things like that. So no instructor, everything is on the screen or an audio as part of this module. So what I really want you to focus this summer on is learning instructional design fundamentals, adult learning theory, that type of thing, learning storyline, and then creating your first sample. And we're going to go through it week by week, but just to give you the overview, I don't want you to just learn storyline software by itself. I want you to learn the instructional design fundamentals so that the module you're creating with storyline is actually instructionally sound and really good, because when a hiring manager is looking at it, yes, they are looking at it for technical competency, but they're also looking at it for instructional value and competency and how instructionally sound it is. Now, I broke this into a 9-week plan. Why 9 weeks? It really doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I think it takes 9 weeks to do this. I fit it into 9 weeks, but why did I pick that? So I just kind of pulled 9 weeks as being like an average amount of time that people have for the summer, but you may have a little bit more or a little bit less, and you can adjust accordingly. But I didn't come up with that magic number because it was the amount of time I think this really takes. Honestly, if you had more time, I would prefer that. This is really an intensive type of schedule where you need at least 25 hours a week to really accomplish this. And if you have weeks where you don't have 25 hours, you'll need to add more to other weeks. You can't just like not do it or you won't get it done. So just to kind of set this up, this really is for people that want to really maximize. Okay, so the first week you're doing planning. So you are going to be figuring out what your topic is. So I came up with a document that's like your planning document. It has your objectives on it. It has your content outline. What are you going to cover? Your scenario-based assessment questions, your audience, your business problem, because you're going to want to come up with a topic that is something that it solves a problem for a business, like it's training other employees. So as you go through all of that, that is what I want you to spend your first week on. And in order to do that, you're going to have to learn adult learning theory. You're going to have to learn what constitutes good e-learning. How do you not have an info dump on the screen because there is no instructor? So everything kind of has to be there. So then for week two and week three, you are going to learn beginning storyline. And the way that I set this up is it's actually a scaffolded approach, because what I baked into this plan, this is not only a plan just to keep you on track in terms of getting to the finish line. This is also a plan for you to create a sample that is actually a good sample. So to create something where you're going to impress a hiring manager and you're going to actually not waste your time creating this. And there's a couple things that I've baked into this that I think are really important that I don't see a lot of people doing when they start to develop their portfolio. And so one of those is scaffolding the learning to where you don't try to drink from a fire hose and learn all at once. Now that we moved on to learning storyline, what I want you to do first is learn the basics. So one of two things happens usually. You either only learn the basics, it's not first, that's all you ever learn, and the things that you put into your sample are the basics and that's it. Or you try to learn the basics plus the intermediate plus advanced all at once, and you're like drinking from a fire hose, and then you end up creating no sample because you're just too overwhelmed. So either you have no sample from what you've learned, or you have a sample that just hits the beginning. So we're going to start with learning the basics, but we're not going to end there. So week two is going to be focused on learning the basics. So that's going to be triggers and layers and states and just how to build basic slides, how to do basic things, how to put images on the screen and move things around and work with the timeline and all of those kinds of things that are at that level that a lot of you never get past. Give yourself a solid week to just get those basic skills locked in. If you click on it, it pops up. That's in the basic category. So the other thing that I want you to learn, but this may start to bleed into the next week, is basic visual design. So you can look up something called CRAP, C-R-A-P, and those are visual design principles. And so I want you to start thinking about putting some visual design into your sample so that you're paying attention to how it looks on the screen. Because remember, this is your marketing tool that you're going to show to hiring managers. So if it does not look nice and put together on the screen, they're not even going to look at the rest of it, even if it is instructionally sound. If you think about a website, if you go to a website because you're going to maybe purchase something from a business and the website is all disorganized and the text is overlapping and you can't really find what you need, you're not even going to do business with that company. And they're not a web design company. They probably sell a product or a service that you want, which is not web design, but you're still not going to do business with them because their website looks awful. So it's the same idea. So that visual design is important, but you don't have to go down a rabbit hole. So this may bleed in to week three, where you're learning the visual design principles. But also during week three, I want you to start developing draft one of your samples. So you have not learned all of the things that you can learn with Storyline at this point, but you're going to start developing anyway, because if you keep learning past the things that I just mentioned, you're going to get overwhelmed and you're never going to do it. So let's stop. Yes, there's more to learn, but we're going to start building. So you're going to build half of week three once you finish visual design, all of week four, and all of week five. That is going to be building your first draft of your sample. Once you get that first draft, and actually in week five, you're going to want to finish probably maybe about halfway into week five, because you're going to want to get some feedback. This is feedback to see if you are going on in the right direction and you are on the right track. This is not the same kind of feedback you're going to get at the end. This is just feedback to see if you are on the right track. It should be from somebody who has experienced an ID, because that's the kind of person that is going to tell you if you're on the right track. But if that's not possible, then just find somebody who can make sure that there's no glaring things going on with it. So then you are going to move on to learn more advanced Storyline. So now we're going to be learning like how to create an accordion interaction, custom drag and drops, branching scenarios, variables, although those aren't that commonly used as much anymore, but conditional logic. You know, if you want to lock something down where they can't go to the next screen until they do certain things, or, you know, you want to create like custom quiz questions and things like that, that is all going to come under more advanced skills. I will tell you, this is where I see people transitioning who have actually created a sample for their portfolio. This is where it ends. So you have the people who get totally overwhelmed and they never even create it in the first place. And then you have the people who are like, no, I'm doing this. And they move forward and they create it, which is amazing. And I'm so glad and proud of you if you've done that, because that's great. You've done half of this already, but you've only done half. So people send me their portfolios all the time because they've worked on it themselves. They're just at week five because they're sending me their first draft. And if you think about this, if you are writing a book, your first draft is never going to be the draft that gets published. You're going to have to iterate and rewrite and rewrite and rewrite. Now, you may be saying, but Jill, this is not my first draft. I went through this several times. Well, what happens is your brain can only do so much, because why would anybody do a crappy first draft? They're going to do the best they can. They need to now get outside feedback. So that's why this outside feedback piece is so important. But a lot of people just do the best they can, and that's what goes in their portfolio. But the best they can is not what they need to put in front of a hiring manager. Our goal is not to look like you're a beginner. You may be one, but that's not the goal. We're trying to get you past that because you need to impress them. And this is so that they can hire you even though you don't have experience. So you're going to learn in week six those advanced pieces of storyline. Do not try to learn all of this at one time. Wait till week 6. You may say, yeah, I can do it all and then I'll do my sample afterwards. No, do not do it this way. Trust me, I've been helping people follow this method that I'm giving you for 6 years now. It works. Then you're going to spend weeks 7 and 8 updating your sample with those advanced features. So you learn them in week 6, you spend weeks 7 and 8 updating your sample and adding those things in. This is a two-part process. You're not doing it all at once. Then in week 9, this is where you're going to get final feedback, hopefully from somebody who knows about instructional design, who is an instructional designer. But if you can't do that, and even if you can, I would also get feedback from somebody who can look at it from a learner's perspective, friend, family member, anybody that can go in and try to break it. Anyone can see if the content makes sense, if it flows well from their own perspective as a learner, all of that. And then make your final changes. And then you're going to want to publish it to web out of Storyline and then upload it to something like Google Cloud, which is a whole nother training. So you can either put that on a website or you can just send them the link. So that is the plan. This is, like I said, a more intensive process. You need at least 25 hours a week. And if you have a week where you don't have that, you're going to have to make it up another week. So plan that now. Now, are there ways to kind of shortcut some of the things that you can do throughout here, or the ways to kind of stay on track? There are ways, especially to do this with AI, both from things that you can do to help you create your sample, and then also things that you can use AI for to help stay on track while you're doing it. So I would say there's kind of two tracks with AI. It builds your resume by learning the tools you need that you can use on the job. It can also help you be more productive in the building of your sample. And then there's AI builds your focus, which is how do you use AI to keep you more productive? That has nothing to do with ID. It just helps you move forward. And if you're interested in hearing more about how to work through this 9-week plan and how to stay on track throughout the 9-week plan, how you can use AI as an accountability partner, how you can use AI as it helping you stay motivated and keep your focus, and how you can use AI to help you with the different parts and the different tools that employers are looking for. I'm going to be talking about this tonight at my masterclass, which is called the Summer ID Roadmap. And it is 2 hours tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. And we will be going through this plan in more detail because it is a 2-hour session. I will also be talking about how to use AI throughout so that you have those skills you can put on your resume and that you can stay focused and actually get to the end. So if you're interested in hearing more about how to actually really make this happen for you this summer, join me tonight. The link to sign up will be in the show notes. And if you are listening to this episode and it is after tonight, June 9th, then if it's a couple days after, there will be a replay available. One more thing that I wanted to add is that we have a giveaway going on right now for an Articulate license. So this license has both Storyline and Rise. So this would allow you to get this 9-week plan done. So this is really exciting. The link to sign up is in the show notes. There are various activities that you have to complete to get points, and the person with the most points is the one who wins. It's going to be going on through Sunday, June 14th. So things like subscribing to this podcast, leaving a review, subscribing to our Substack, Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career, and leaving a comment on a post, signing up for the masterclass that I just mentioned, that's tonight, that counts as points. And then additional points are given for showing up live because some people sign up and they never show up. So additional points for that. So there's different activities that you can do. Definitely make sure you jump in on that. All right. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you have a really productive summer getting through this 9-week plan. Thanks for tuning in to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. I hope you've gained valuable insights that will help you on your instructional design journey. Did you have a moment of clarity? Maybe you have some additional questions. Let's discuss in my Facebook group, which can be found in the description below and in the show notes at learningstrategyanddesign.com/podcast. If you love the show and want to hear more, follow the podcast and give me a rating and review. Let me know if there's a specific topic you'd like me to cover or a guest you'd like me to have on the show. You can also check out more resources for breaking into instructional design on my website, learningstrategyanddesign.com. Stay tuned next week as I bring you more tips, tools, and strategies to jumpstart your instructional design career.